Could a third disaster in Japan become the worst yet? That's been the concern as the world watches events unfold at the damaged nuclear power reactors at the Fukushima generating plant. As time passes, however, that danger should gradually recede, says Sascha van Meyer, an expert in power systems, plutonium management, and the operation of nuclear power facilities. She's a professor of environmental studies at Sonoma State University.
You don't have a nuclear chain reaction happening, but you have these isotopes that keep producing heat, but at a lesser rate as time goes on. So the first hours are really the most critical, where you have the highest rate of heat production, where probably some of that melting happened. And as the days go by, they don't have to extract as much heat to prevent the melting.
That extraction comes in the form of steam, which von Meyer says will carry some amount of radioactive isotopes out of the reactor vessel. But exactly which ones and how much of them has been hard to measure.
The real question is how much does it get dispersed? How far away does it get carried? With the whole radioactive inventory in those reactors, if it all stays in place, it's not so bad. The question is how does it get distributed, especially through the air?
Even though the prevailing jet stream would push any such atmospheric emissions eastward across the Pacific, von Meyer says she does not expect the escaped material to pose a public health threat to California.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of the particles, the isotopes that are coming from that reactor, are going to be detectable at our coast. There's a big difference between contamination being detectable and being a health hazard. We can, of course, still detect the fallout from the nuclear weapons testing that was done decades ago. So personally, I'm not yet going to buy iodine tablets.
The intense focus on the Japanese catastrophe will inevitably color any consideration of building new nuclear power facilities in this country, von Meyer predicts. It'll reinforce some already considerable skepticism both about safety and cost.
Nuclear power has always been an expensive way to boil water. It's never been cheap. I don't think it ever will be. You have to take very elaborate precautions to prevent exposing population to radiation risks, and even unlikely events can happen, I think it will prompt the public to be more critical.
At the same time, she adds, fiscal concerns and risk management assessments may prove more decisive than public opinion in determining the future of nuclear power in America.
They're now sitting on a very, very expensive cleanup job. You always have that risk with the investment in nuclear power that any one thing going wrong can cost you a lot of money really quickly. The investment community understands that, and that's a big part of why we haven't built nuclear plants recently in this country, not just because of the perception of radiation risk, health risks, environmental risks, but simply the financial risk.
As Japan struggles to restore its battered electrical grid to full functionality again, von Meyer offers one more lesson to be taken from this crisis. Decentralized renewable power sources, she says, are typically the first to come back online. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.